Hey y'all, welcome to Confident Health, your guide to finding your true total body health. I'm your host, Allie, a certified fitness and nutrition coach driven to help you discover the real you and to love her even more. Each week, we'll discuss topics on fitness, nutrition, body confidence, overall general health, self-love, and just living life. I'm so excited you're here. So let's go find your confident health.
Hey y'all, welcome to this week's episode of the Confident Health Podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you guys, and I'm so excited that you are joining me this week because this week's episode is going to be just what you need right now. Believe me, I know. We are in the second week of the year, which means you're probably working on those New Year's goals, resolutions, trying to develop those new habits, or maybe breaking some bad ones, right? And you're probably realizing how freaking hard that is. It's hard to build new habits. It's hard to break habits. Why? Because it's ingrained in us. We live a certain way. We do our days a certain way. And when we're trying to change that, it can be really hard because we're stuck in that mode. We're stuck in that way of life, and trying to change it can be so difficult. But today I'm going to make it just a little bit easier for you, okay? I'm going to be talking about all the habit building tricks and tips and ideas that I have learned over the years. Some of these are coming from a couple of my favorite habit books, Atomic Habits and Tiny Habits. Yes, I've read both of these. They are fantastic. Atomic Habits is by far my number one recommendation. Believe me, I recommend it to all of my clients because it is so pivotal and mind-blowing when it comes to building and creating new habits. So if you haven't yet, check that out, but do it after you listen to this, okay? So let's go ahead and dive in on habit building. The easiest way to help teach you to build better habits is to break down the science and the idea behind habit building. Like, we understand it a little bit, but when I break it down here, it's going to make so much more sense. So there are four basic steps to a habit, okay? The first step is the cue or the trigger to initiate some action. The second step is the craving, which is your motivation, your desire to do that action. The third is your response, which is actually doing the action. And the fourth is the reward you receive from doing the action. Now, does that make sense? Let's, for example, say, you know, you wake up every morning and you're tired. So your thought is, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee, get me some energy, go get that cup of coffee. And then after you have that cup of coffee, you are more energized, right? So the cue is you're waking up and you're tired. The craving is more energy, more focus, more or less tired, right? The response is drinking that cup of coffee or caffeinated beverage. And the reward is that energy and boost you get from having that caffeine, right? So that makes sense. And when you do this over time, so when you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, I'll have that cup of coffee, because you're building that habit based upon that cue of feeling tired. Light bulb, right? So each step, stage has to be fulfilled for a habit to be built. So like, if you didn't get the energy boost that you needed from that cup of coffee, you likely wouldn't go to a cup of coffee next time you're feeling tired and sleepy. The same mindset, the same process needs to be implemented when you are building a new habit, regardless of what it is, okay? You have to make sure that you're kind of fulfilling that cue, you're fulfilling that craving, that response, and then that reward to make it happen. So to make the cue easiest, you need to make whatever your new habit super obvious, okay? To satisfy that craving, you need to make it very attractive, something you want to do. The response, you need to make it really freaking easy, obviously. And the reward is something that's super satisfying, something that really drives you to want to do it. That's kind of like the motivation kicker in there, is that reward. That's where you're going to be more energized to do it again, to do the cue. And the crazy thing is this all works in a cycle, right? So for example, let's use something health fitness related, like exercising, okay? So how about our cue is, you're going to work out after work every single day. So the cue is something obvious. On the way home, you're going to go to the gym and you're going to work out. You're going to have your bag of your workout clothes ready to go. It's going to be right there. You can't miss it when you get into your car to come home from work. Super obvious. This is the cue. I see my clothes. I'm going to put them on. I'm going to go work out. The craving of wanting to work out, you know, you want to feel good. You want to do all those things. So it's something attractive. You're going to go do that leg day you love. You're going to go do whatever workout that is fun and inviting to you. That's going to be the craving. You're going to make sure that it's something that you want to do. Your response, make it super easy. You do the action because you enjoy it. It's simple, easy to follow. You have that plan laid out in front of you. Your reward is you feel good. You have those endorphins, you know, that sweat. You feel like you accomplished something. Eventually you start seeing your body change. So that is an additional reward to it. And then once you do it, you start to want to do it more. So it starts building that habit because you feel good after your workout. You're happy after your workout. You feel like you've accomplished something after you work out. But the reward has to be good enough to make you want to do it again. So how do you actually create these habits? How do you make them make sense? Because yeah, I can say that like you just do it, right? And yes, you kind of have to just do it. There's a lot of dedication into building habits, but there are some tricks and ways to make it easier. So one of these is called implementation intentions. And this is where you create a specific plan of when and where. When it is clear and easy to follow, the plan is there. You know, you have a specific time, specific date, specific location, specific action to follow. It becomes a lot easier. Sometimes we struggle with building habits is because we're very unclear. You know, I want to start working out more. I want to eat better. You know, I want to do these things, but you're not really clear on the how. This implementation intention makes that how very clear. So it would be something like, I will do this activity at this specific time in this specific location. So I will work out at 7 a.m. in the gym. Saying that makes it clear, specific, concise. You can schedule it into your planner. You can build it into your day. Like you're very specific about what you're going to do at what exact time in what exact location. When you get real clear and specific, it can make it a little bit easier to follow that plan. The next tip or trick is a little bit different. Instead of tying it to a specific time and being very strict on that, this one is called habit stacking. So this is where you build a new habit off of an existing habit, right? So after X, I will Y. For example, you want to start doing some journaling or some meditation in the morning. And obviously you want it to be in the morning. So let's say you already have that coffee habit built up, right? You wake up tired, you get a cup of coffee, it makes you feel better. So let's go ahead and throw in that mindset motivation journaling time after you get that cup of coffee or after you brew that cup of coffee. You know, you can have your journal sitting there by the coffee pot. So you do it while it's doing its thing and you're writing down your gratitudes. You're doing the things that you listening to that podcast that clears your head, makes you feel all positive, good. You do your affirmations, things like that, right? You're stacking that habit onto something else. So it makes it easier to do. You already get your cup of coffee every morning. So go ahead and start doing your journaling. Start doing your mindset work. It's so easy to like throw it in there real quick because you're already used to doing it. You're not finding time or cutting out more time. You're just squeezing it in where it already is. To me, I feel like habit stacking makes it a little less daunting. You're not trying to like schedule it specifically. It's just building it when it is. I mean, you can still do this with your workouts. You know, you can wake up, get dressed, go work out, and then do your cup of coffee. Like if you want to put it in there. No, it's this habit stacking makes it so easy because it ties it to something that you already do. So that cue and trigger is automatically fulfilled. It's already there and it becomes like second nature. And you probably do this more often than you think you do. And it's just one of those ways when you think it, when you hear it said out loud, you start thinking, oh, that makes sense why XYZ has worked in the past, right? So habit stacking might be a way of figuring it out so that you can more easily add in those habits, right? My last tip and trick for habit building doesn't exactly tell you how to build a better habit, but it's going to make things a little bit easier in creating those and sticking to those habits, okay? And that involves the environment that you are building these habits in, creating these changes in. So creating a good environment for you to build these habits, do these things, is going to be super key to achieving it. And how do you build these good environments? Well, I already kind of mentioned a couple of them. Laying out your clothes in where you need to be, putting your journal by the coffee pot, putting your dental floss next to your toothpaste. If you're wanting to start drinking more water in the morning, put the glass of water right there next to your bed, right next to your alarm. So when you see your alarm, it's easy to just drink the water. So when you create that environment that makes it easy to do the things, it's easier to do the things. Like if you're trying to eat cleaner and have more fruits and vegetables instead of the junk food that you've been eating, well, when you take out all of the junk food from the house and you replace it with the fruits and vegetables, so that's on hand, it makes it a lot easier to do the thing, right? So create that good environment, create that space that encourages you to do the things that you want to do. You know, if you're trying to set up a good sleep bedtime routine, but you find yourself watching TV before bed, maybe take the TV out of the bedroom. I know, crazy speak, but literally I lived 4 years without a TV in my bedroom. And now that I have a TV in my bedroom again, very rarely do I want to use it because I can sleep so much better when I don't have a TV. Setting your phone in a different room when you're sleeping keeps you from being on it before bed. You know, there are little ways that you can create good environments to build and develop these new habits that don't change a whole lot, but will make it either easier to do things or harder to do things, depending on if you're wanting to break or build a habit, right? So create that good environment to build these habits in. It's not super complicated. Don't make it overcomplicated. Do one small thing at a time. You know, building small habits, create one habit. Start with one. Okay, I've mentioned this before. If you know me, this is like my biggest takeaway from Atomic Habits, which is why I recommend it to everybody. Start with small habits. Create those habits. Build off those habits. Like I said, using that habit stacking can help you want to do more habits, okay? The cues, you know, that cycle that I was talking about earlier, when you start doing one habit and you want to build off of it, like exercising 3 times a week, when you start feeling good about that, that might start cueing you to start eating better. And that might start cueing you to start doing more exercise or other healthy habits to help you achieve your goal, right? Because you're feeling good after doing it. You're feeling better. There's that cycle that in your mind is created because you started doing these habits. And if you start with something small, get those small wins. Do those little things that make things a little bit easier. Give you those little wins each time. It's going to make it snowball into big, massive results, which is what you're really going for. And you know what? You don't have to do big things all at once. You can start super freaking small and build your way up to it, okay? So I hope you got a whole lot out of this episode of The Confident Health. I love helping people create more habits and build that healthy lifestyle. You guys know I'm passionate about it. Heck, it's what I do for a living, right? So I hope you take these tips and tricks that I gave you and implement them into your life. Check out those two books that I referenced, Atomic Habits and Tiny Habits. You can get them Audible versions from your library, from Amazon, whatever you need to do to find them. I totally recommend checking them out. Re-listen to this, save this, share it with friends who you know have been struggling with building habits too. Do what you got to do. So if you've got a lot out of this episode, please, please, please share it with a friend, share it on social media and tag me at Allie Williamson Fit so I can know what you got and that you enjoyed this episode. Share it with friends. Like if you have a friend going through their own journey and they're struggling with it and struggling with building those habits, shoot them this podcast. It's really simple to do, simple to share. And if you're looking for a more personalized approach to your habits, especially in the fitness, nutrition, health aspect, I do have one-on-one coaching spots available. You can find the link in the show notes. You guys, it's great joining you here weekly again, and I cannot wait to chat with you again next week.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Confident Health. If you love this episode, be sure to share with a friend. Just screenshot, post to Instagram, and tag me at @AllieWilliamsonFit. So be sure to follow the podcast so you never miss another episode. Chat soon.